This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden nominated Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, and she's going to replace, obviously, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, make her the first black woman on the high court's bench if she were to be confirmed. And I've stayed out of this, but I'm going to cover it today. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's been going on for days. I've covered a lot of other things, Fauci the fraud, what's going on within the war, and all this is going on behind the scenes, and also stuff behind the scenes is a Hunter Biden and things like that. And there's plenty to cover because the left never rests. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a buzz. Now, let me just give you my first impressions. Not going to be anything new here. Ketanji Brown Jackson is a affirmative action judge who's been promoted because of the woke generation. That's the first assessment you can make of practically any black leftist in any role, is they are products of affirmative action. They are products of militant ethnocentric blackness that woke white enablers are afraid to address, and they have become a cancer in our society. I don't have to have looked at a single thing she's done. That is going to be proven to be a fact. She will be a radical leftist on the court, a solid vote for the silliness of Democrats. And sadly, a person that gets put in because we live in a woke society that's too afraid to confront her. Even as people are confronting her now with the little bit that I've been watching, you look at the press and, oh, how dare they do this, and this is white supremacy and racism and all this other stuff. What are they doing to her? They are putting her through the same rigor that they've put every other judge through, including Clarence Thomas and Thurgood Marshall. And certainly, if you want to put her through the rigor of Clarence Thomas, she will fold like a Hollywood stage chair. So those are the facts. We are not appointing Supreme Court judges with the idea that they are going to look at every aspect of the law and apply it the way our jurisprudence, our system of jurisprudence wanted it to be. That's out the window. Look at any of these cities, look at the level of crime and the stupidity of their laws, and you will see, what I want you to understand is, if they put her or any other Biden recommended justice on there, this is what you're going to get. And already I've seen articles, she's the highest ranking justice in a long, whatever, I don't know, of any justice, like the number of people they've polled that want her as a justice, she's the highest ranking. She will be the third woman appointed by a Democrat. Sotomayor is absolutely dumb. She shouldn't be on the court. She's not qualified in any way. I don't know much about Ketanji Brown, but I know this. She's affirmative action. There are many justices who are far better, and nobody's going to admit it. Nobody wants to talk about it. You can't go against the grain. So she's going to get rubber stamped, boop, boop, by McConnell, all of them. They can talk all they want. They will rubber stamp this woman. They won't dare not put her in. And that's why Biden nominated her. And it's going to placate the stupid blacks. You go, oh, look at Joe Biden, man. He's representing black people. Justices like Ketanji Brown Jackson do not represent black people. They're supposed to represent all people. But she will do justice from the prism of black ethnocentric racism. That is why they're asking her questions about CRT. She's going to do it through the prism of leftism. That is why they're asking her questions about women and gender and things like this. Things that a person is supposed to be of such a thought process. That these are supposed to be the best thought leaders in America. Here's what I hope, what's sad to say. I'm going to tell you this. I'm a bright guy. But I shouldn't be brighter than the Supreme Court. I shouldn't. I shouldn't be able to look at something through a common sense lens and actually give a better reason for my dissent than these justices. And I tell you, every time I read a Sotomayor dissent and many times a Kagan, Elena Kagan dissent or Breyer, I think to myself, these people are idiots. We're going to get into this. I don't know how much I want to cover it because I get disgusted with them. They really disgust me. I'm talking about leftists in general. But here's what the beauty of being a conservative. I want the court to do what's right. If you said to me, Kevin, gay people can't get buy homes in some area of the country or whatever, I would say that is a crime. I don't agree with the lifestyle. But that should not be law anywhere. Inasmuch as black people couldn't got buy homes or we couldn't interracially marry and things like this. But now these people are talking about separate bathrooms for transgender. I mean, the number, what number of bathrooms are we going to need? And I'm just using this as an example. What number of bathrooms will we need if we let the left take over? This is, we've gotten to a point where somebody on the left has to rein in their insanity. They're out there. And you know what they're waiting for? They're waiting for you. They're waiting for you to stand up and say, the way I do. I'm going to use me as an example, but I'm not putting up with your nonsense. You will call me so-and-so. I will call you nothing. I won't even acknowledge your humanity. I won't even acknowledge you exist. You want to know what my biggest right is? To ignore you. I don't have to even pretend you exist, gay Guatemalan midget. You don't even have to exist to me. You ever heard the saying, you're dead to me? So you want me to recognize your gayety or your femininity or whatever? How about this? You're dead to me. That's why they say it. Because what you're saying to a person is, you're not going to make me do anything I don't want to do. I will just pretend you don't exist. Have you ever had the silent treatment? If you've been in a relationship, you probably have. It's no fun when somebody just ignores you. You can feel that, that thing in the room, you know, whatever it may be, right? We got to wake up, people. This nominee is as dangerous as any other one that Joe Biden's going to. And the problem is, we're going to get a dangerous person on the Supreme Court. People that are supposed to be looking out for the well-being of everybody. And not through some prism. But that's what you get with leftism. Short break. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 1-800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Right before the break, I asked the chairman about Senator Hirono had referenced five probation reports that were not in the record. I asked the chairman whether the Democrats had access to information about Judge Jackson's judicial record that Republicans did not. You did not answer me at the time, but as
I
we returned...
I give you an answer.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me finish my question. When we returned and when we walked in, each of the Republicans was handed this piece of paper, which is the first time any of us have ever seen, which is a chart of probation recommendations. We were just told that the White House gave it to Democrats earlier today. I don't know if that's true or not. And what I would ask you is, that, is there anything else that Democrats have access to in this case that they're not sharing with Republicans on this committee?
And, of course, the answer to that is yes. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about Supreme Court Justice nominee Ketanji. Is that her name? What's her name? I think it is Ketanji or something like that. One of these ethnic, pardon me, ethnic names. Ketanji Brown Jackson. You're like, well, Kevin, her name is Jackson. You ought to be happy about it. I am happy. I'm happy when qualified people get put up for things that they deserve. What I don't like is when we promote people based on some nonsense. And in this case, I want a black woman. Joe Biden wants to make history because what else is he going to make history for? Being the biggest putz that ever served in the presidency, that got elected in a fraud? That's the other angle here. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Look, I tell people all the time, I'm the blackest man in America. I love it when black people achieve. I love Jesse Owens. I love when he beat that Aryan racist Hitler's white boy, Aryan boy, whatever you want to call him. I loved it. But I didn't love it just because Jesse was black. I loved it because it represented America, and it made me feel even better that the dude that had skin color like mine, who was being oppressed and who I know the history of, still went and represented his country. I love that. What a story. We made a video about it called 10.3 Seconds. And the gist of the video was for 10.3 seconds, all of America united. You want to know why? Because an American was defeating a German. Jesse was still a black dude. There were still people that would call him by the N-word, that wouldn't let him eat in their diners or date their daughter. But for 10.3 seconds, they were behind him. They pushed every other thing aside. And see, that little glimmer is all you needed to know this nation could heal itself. But don't, you know, listen to the left and they will tell you, oh, you know, they'll give you all kinds of excuses. If you listen to the left, here's what I will tell you. Jesse Owens would not have represented America today. He would have said, I ain't running. Mm-mm. And what would that have done? Would that have emboldened Hitler? Would the Aryan ideal have been there? Yeah, because that dude, well, as it turns out, another black dude came in second place. And by the way, set a world record too. The problem was Jesse broke the old world record. They both broke the world record in the 100 meters. But here's the point of that part, that story. Neither one of those guys would have represented America, and the German would have won, and Hitler would have said, see, I told you. I told you, German. So who knows what history would have been? God put Jesse Owens in that very moment for that very reason. And not only did Jesse Owens teach Hitler a lesson, he taught these racist Americans a lesson. He taught the Democrats a lesson. The people who forced black people to use the Green Book to get around so they could avoid running into racist white folks. Democrats. So, yes, Jesse Owens is a hero. I cheered. I certainly wasn't alive. But when Joe Louis knocked out Max Schmeling, my grandfather told me that story. Man, I will never forget him telling me that story. He's working at the Nighthawk Steakhouse in San Antonio. And a place that he couldn't even eat, but he worked there. And he said, they're listening to the fight in the kitchen. And as these servants went out, these servers, black servers went out to wait on these white folks, they would ask, how's Joe Louis doing? And my grandfather would give them updates. And when Louis knocked out that German, Max Schmeling, again, in a moment, white folks all over America cheered. Let me ask you, do you think you could have put in an affirmative action person to beat up Max Schmeling? Could you do the equivalent of a Ketanji Brown Jackson and say, hey, listen, I know you haven't trained, you're probably not worthy, and we're skipping over a lot of good people, but maybe you could get in and fight for America. Joe Louis was in a segregated society, and he didn't care because he was a hero. And again, proving that America was ready to embrace this country. Maybe not in the 1940s when Joe Louis was beating up on Schmeling, but at some point we were moving in that direction. You wouldn't believe it to listen to these leftists. America's racist, 1619, and all this. By the way, she gets asked these questions. We'll get into it here in a bit. But she gets asked these questions. The wannabe SCOTUS judge, who's being treated with all kinds of utmost respect because it's Republicans who are fighting against her. But let me tell you something. If Ketanji Brown Jackson were being nominated by Trump, and she had a Republican after her name, and she had anything to do with Republicans, do you think that the Democrats would be treating her this way, or do you think they would pull another Justice Thomas? By the way, Justice Thomas is in the hospital. I don't know if he's out yet, but what a guy, one of my heroes. And when I heard he was in the hospital, it was like the left hearing Ruth Bader Ginsburg was in the hospital. I was like, pray for him. Do you know Joe Biden has not said a single word about Justice Thomas being in the hospital? He's not said, hope Justice Thomas gets better. Nothing. Not a word. How about that? When Ginsburg was in the hospital, Trump actually made a statement about it, wishing her well. But Joe Biden's not said, well, that tells you everything you need to know as far as I'm concerned. Mr. I'm going to heal the nation or whatever after a coup. Captain Demento probably doesn't even remember who. Somebody said, you should say something about Justice Thomas. Justice Thomas, does he play for the Yankees? Yeah, Dave Justice Thomas, right? Right? Yeah, I think I know him. Did I meet him once? Yeah, I think I pinned an award on him back in the war. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, look, I can give you black icons that deserve everything that they got. Jackie Wilson. He was a singer. Jackie Robinson. I'll get it out. I know my black people. A hero of sorts. You know, the right man for the right time. We'll be back talking about it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits dropped to a 52-year low, while unemployment rolls continue to shrink, pointing to rapidly diminishing labor market slack that will keep boosting wage inflation. The strength in the job market will push the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates by another half percentage point at its next policy meeting in May. Initial claims for unemployment fell to 187,000, the lowest level since September 1969. The White House continues to press Congress to provide even more emergency funding that it says it needs to buy additional COVID-19 vaccines, treatments, and other critical pandemic tools. Without the funds, they say the U.S. faces major cutbacks in its COVID response, including a critical shortage of monoclonal antibody treatments and an insufficient supply of the fourth vaccine doses that may be needed for the general public. This is USA Radio News. Two Southeast Iowa teenagers used a baseball bat last fall to kill their high school Spanish teacher, and one of them described in detail in social media posts how they followed the woman, carried out the attack, and hid her body. Jeremy Goodale and Willard Miller, both 16, are being charged as adults with murder in the death of Fairfield High School Spanish teacher Noma Graber. Graber had been a Spanish teacher at Fairfield High School since 2012, and Miller and Goodale were students there. Those details about the case were included in search warrant information, but had been sealed by a judge until yesterday. The Department of Homeland Security, using pandemic-related border restrictions put in place by the Trump administration, has launched a deportation operation to Colombia amid a sharp increase in arrivals of migrants from that country to the U.S.-Mexican border. The U.S. has expelled several hundred Colombians under the border rule known as Title 42, which blocks migrants from seeking asylum due to public health concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Like this don't say gay thing in Florida. When I heard that, I was like, what? What are they saying? You can't say gay? Is that really what's going on?
It turns out that's not what it is.
Yeah. It's not what it is at all. What it is ages, it's first through third grade, they're saying you're not supposed to talk about sexual orientation, gender orientation, or sexual proclivity, or you know, which you're interested in.
Yeah.
They said you should just teach math and science and history to little kids.
Yeah, and just let the toddlers be toddlers, and then you can start ramping up your instruction.
You know, and people are opposed to that, but it's like, listen, your teachers are not supposed to be the people that explain gender to a f***ing 7-year-old.
Yeah.
It's just, and who are these teachers? And how do you know what their perspective is? Are they intelligent about it? Are they trying to indoctrinate the child to any particular point of view, whether it's pro-transgender or anti-transgender or anti-gay or pro-gay? They shouldn't have any say at all when you're talking to a 7-year-old kid. I mean, I feel like that is the job of the parents.
Yeah.
That's the job. I mean,
and you hope the parents are doing it, but
kids get older and they develop feelings for either the same sex or opposite sex, or they feel like they're in the wrong body. Then these conversations should be had by qualified people that can discuss this from a nuanced perspective and understand what the psychology of a young person who's trying to figure out who they are in the world is. But the idea that this is don't say gay,
right,
because you're saying that ages, first grade to third grade, that you shouldn't be bringing up these subjects to them. I mean, I think a lot of people are saying, no, I just don't want you grooming my kids for whatever your ideology is, whether it's a right-wing ideology or a left-wing ideology. I want you to teach them f***ing science.
Yeah, that's a responsibility.
That was Joe Rogan, of course, and I played that clip because I wanted to reinforce that these are the types of discussions that could end up before the Supreme Court. And we've got to have people that are going to be reasonable in understanding this. Now, there are some key things that came up from Rogan in saying this. And just for the record, what's funny about Joe Rogan, he's a super popular guy, and there's nothing new under the sun there. I'm not belittling him in any way. I love that this is a blue-collar dude who's really done well, and people listen to him. I don't agree with Joe Rogan on certain things. I was talking to somebody about Joe the other day because he comes up a lot. People think I'm a more, I don't know, refined version of Joe Rogan, because I'm going to tell you what it is, and I'm not going to care what you think about it because I can protect myself. Joe's like been in martial arts his whole life. He's a really good martial artist too. And you know, you can tell guys that don't care. Say what you want. I'm not worried about you. But he's talking about they call this the don't say gay bill. Because this is being protested by Disney and other people, all these leftists, and all that DeSantis in Florida, all they want is they're saying grades 1 to 3, don't be talking about sexual orientation. Teach kids math, science, history, and other things. Leave that to the parents. Now, here's where you know that the state doesn't care about you. They care about, they say, the kid is ours, not yours. We will teach this kid whatever we want. Now, the guy goes, let toddlers be toddlers. Why should teachers be explaining gender? Who are they? Are they trying to indoctrinate? We don't know. It's the job of the parents. Why do you think there's been an attack on parents? Which is why we started One Urban Voice, so we could start educating inner city parents. They're running game on you. For those of you who are interested, go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and donate. Understand, we are going to start addressing this issue. It's a big project. Well, I'm happy to send you the deck and tell you what we're doing. This is utterly amazing how we're gathering up these resources to do this. So anyway, there's that. And I'll bring this up in the context of, we're talking about a Supreme Court justice. Marsha Blackburn asked her to define a woman, and this justice won't even give her an answer. And the reason is, she doesn't want to put her back to, it's an easy answer. You know, the definition of a woman. We all know what it is. I mean, I'm not going to give you like the Monsieur Roger version of it, but it's a woman, you know, who has certain physical attributes that distinguish her from being a man. And you can say what that is. There's clinical ways to define it. There's a lot of ways to define it. But this probably soon to be Supreme Court Justice Brown Jackson won't say it. Here's the clip.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the law, and I decide.
Well,
so I'm not...
The fact that you can't give me a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the dangers of the kind of progressive education that we are hearing about. Just last week, an entire generation of young girls watched as our taxpayer-funded institutions permitted a biological man to compete and beat a biological woman in the NCAA swimming championships. What message do you think this sends to girls who aspire to compete and win in sports at the highest levels?
Senator, I'm not sure what message that sends. If you're asking me about the legal issues related to it, those are topics that are being hotly discussed, as you say, and could come to the court.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Simple question that had a simple answer. But you know why it's complicated? Because leftism is complicated. This woman doesn't want to say that because she believes in a progressive education that allows kids to pick their gender roles and, you know, genders and sexuality and whatever else. And it's a free for all. And she can't back herself into a corner because she knows it would upset leftists if she just said, I know what a woman is. A woman has these physical characteristics, etc. A man has these physical characteristics. It's really that simple. And she says, I'm not sure what message it sends if you're asking me about the legal issues. No, the reason why she's asking you to define it, and she's giving you the context. We have men competing against women. What say you? Are you going to allow this to occur? Because if you are, you're not doing women any favors. Now, I understand the legal wrangling and trying to get them. Let me put it this way. If the job is so important to you that you have to look for the nuanced answers, shame on you. She should say, look, I understand there are people out there who are debating this issue. I know what a woman is. Now, I'm not going to adjudicate that issue, but I know what a woman is. And these types of things may be brought to the court. And my definition of woman is this, because I do believe that this is the type of thing that can occur that does interfere. I mean, I don't know what the answer would be, honestly, but here's what I will tell you. If you ask me that question, I'm going to answer. A man is someone who produces testosterone. He does, these are the things. These are his physiological differences between a man and a woman. That's the difference. Mentally, You know, there's a whole other realm of things there. There's not a way a man thinks or a woman thinks, but I will say this. There are physiological differences between men and women. It's been scientifically documented. We know this, but it doesn't mean that men and women don't share some of these characteristics. But in terms of the physical nature of man versus woman, here's what it is. And that's that. Now, are we going to talk about these issues as they arise? Absolutely. When, you know, we've got a whole series of things that have come up because of transgenderism and other issues. I'm happy to debate, you know, to have those come to the court. That's an answer. See, what they're doing is they're trying to hedge their bets. They don't want to let you know exactly what they're thinking because they're, oh, I might not get appointed. Look, I get it. This is the highest office in the land. This is the best you can get in your field. Are you so insecure that you refuse to answer questions because you're afraid it won't get you that next level? Are you not doing well enough? It drives me crazy because people deserve better. Look, we can differ about what you think should be taught to kids when. We can differ. We should be able to debate it. And as I play the thing with Joe Rogan, this, you know, don't say gay bill. What are you talking about? We're debating when should you start introducing things to children. We may differ about it, but at least give me a choice so I can say, look, I'm not going to put my kid in a school where they don't think the way I think on that issue. We'll be done.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And here we need a little clarity.
at a time when these parental rights appear to be under assault by the radical left, your public comments about, and I'm going to quote you, the transformative power of progressive education, end quote. These are deeply concerning. You serve on the board of a school that teaches kindergartners, five-year-old children, that they can choose their gender and teaches them about so-called white privilege.
Rolling Stone wrote a scathing review of Marsha Blackburn for asking that question of, what's her name, Tahanji? Something like that. Anyway, Brown Jackson, SCOTUS, potential SCOTUS judge. How dare she question this woman on that type of stuff? They thought it, they considered it white privilege that Marsha Blackburn would even ask this. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. I told you, it doesn't matter who Joe Biden picks, it is going to be an ethnocentric race fair. It's going to be ugly. That's who he's going to pick, somebody who sees through the prism of leftism. And that's a broad spectrum of stuff. That's going to be feminist, that's going to be LGBT nonsense, it's going to be ethnocentric nonsense from every spectrum. I mean, you couldn't possibly ask for a worse type of justice. That's what they're going to be dealing with. The transformative power of progressive education. I want you to understand that leftists like Brown Jackson actually believe that what they've done in the way of education is good. It doesn't matter that you can't find a single education poll, survey or whatever, where people go overwhelmingly, we love what's happening in education. Oh my gosh, my kids are so smart. Conservatives say the kids are being indoctrinated. Leftists say their kids are stupid. And you know what the real outcome is? Go measure it. Go look at any quality of standard. For education in America, it has gone down. And you know who owns it? Progressives. Yet they proudly tout it. The transformative power. Yeah. If your transformation is to make people stupid and wards of the government, then success. That's what I want you to understand. That is how they measure success. Teaching five-year-old children, not about math and science and reading and history, they teach five-year-old kids about their gender. They teach five-year-old kids that if you're white, you're an oppressor. If you're black, you've been oppressed. You really? Those are the things that these people find near and dear? It is insanity. This is Marsha Blackburn saying, this is you, these are your results.
Kevin, she's eminently qualified. She's been a federal judge, a district judge, whatever judge she's been.
Really? I don't buy it. I don't care about that. I care about her ideology. What is she going to ultimately rule on? You think she's going to, it's all going to be, look, conservatives, we are the ones that will be pragmatists whenever there is something doesn't go down the party line, so to speak. Who's capitulated? It's our people. Not the other side. The left don't capitulate. They have their four votes or whatever. That's going to, they will stay down the ideological line no matter what. It doesn't matter how much sanity you bring to the question. We need justices who will rule based on good quality law. And don't bring me this,
well, slavery was legal in it for a while and they ruled on it.
I don't want to hear it. We're talking about people who now look at stuff and we can look at it pragmatically. I've already told you, I don't care about your gay lifestyle, your transsexual lifestyle, whatever. What I care about is when you want me to legislate with it. Go do what you want to do. Go be who you want to be. Our justices know that, or they should. Look at some of these rulings with Sotomayor and Kagan and Breyer and what's her face? Oh my gosh, it's insanity. There's not an ounce of common sense. Remember, Sotomayor made the comment that 100,000 kids had died. Hadn't done a bit of research on it. Anyway, let's move on. Brown is asked about critical race theory as well. And then even Ted Cruz goes into it. So I'm going to play the Blackburn's question, and I'll play Ted Cruz's. You got those?
You have praised the 1619 Project, which argues the U.S. is a fundamentally racist country, and you have made clear that you believe judges must consider critical race theory when deciding how to sentence criminal defendants. Is it your personal hidden agenda to incorporate critical race theory into our legal system? These are answers that the American people need to know.
Summer reading for 3rd through 5th grade is a book called Stamp for Kids, again by Ibram Kendi. I read the entirety of the book, and I will say it is an astonishing book. On page 33, it asks the question, can we send white people back to Europe? That's on 33. That's what's being given to 8 and 9 years old. It also, on page 115, says the idea that we should pretend not to see racism is connected to the idea that we should pretend not to see color. It's called color blindness. Skipping ahead, here's what's wrong with this. It's ridiculous. Skin color is something we all absolutely see. Skipping ahead, so to pretend not to see color is pretty convenient if you don't actually want to stamp out racism in the first place. Now, what this book argues for is the exact opposite of what Dr. King spoke about on the floor of the Lincoln Memorial. And are you comfortable with these ideas being taught to children as young as 4 and in respect to the first book, as young as 8 and 9 in respect to the second book?
Senator, I have not reviewed any of those books, any of those ideas. They don't come up in my work as a judge.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Yeah, they don't come up in her work as a judge, but they do come up in her work as a human being. They do come up in her work and the things that she supported, the boards that she sits on, and a host of other things. And what's funny, again, they play this off. They want us, look, I understand the judges have their own personalized, they have their personal ideas, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with most of their ideas, but here's what I will tell you her ideas state. Her ideas are racist. They're blatantly racist. If she says, I think that women should have this type of opportunity or whatever, and it all leads to the same destination, I don't have a problem with it. What she's talking about is racism. Ted Cruz, can we send white people back to Europe? She should say, look, I can tell you this. I don't advocate for sending anyone back to anywhere. I didn't have to read the book. But she doesn't. I haven't read that work. I haven't evaluated those messages. Sure you have. And I don't know if I blame Ted Cruz, because if I were Ted Cruz, I'd say, well, let me ask the question differently. Forget the book. Are you about sending white people back to Europe? Are you about oppressing white people because you feel that it needs to get even with what happened in the past? Is this your view of this? This is, I understand that you can't speak to his view. I'm asking you, what's your view? You know, this is why I tell you guys all the time, I hate references to other people's work. She has an escape. I didn't read it. I didn't study that. What about her work? How about you just get her work? Like Marsha Blackburn said, you sit on the board of a school, and this is what they teach. Are you one of the people that acknowledges it, that you agree to this? Because that agreement shows the level, what you would agree to in the court. That's her work. Show me where you disagree, that you vote against it. Can we go talk to the school to find out what was your position on this? See, that's the stuff they should be focused on. Ted Cruz goes and gets a book by Kendi Ibram X. Let's find out what she's about. Now, I don't have to. I already gave you that when I first opened this hour up. I told you, I said, she's an ethnocentric racist trained in the Marxist views of black leftists. And if you think that you're going to get her to be reasonable on any issue, you're out of your mind. It will not happen. I know it seems logical. You'll be, well, I don't understand why she doesn't understand it. Kids don't need to learn about, you know, be oppressed and things like that. She doesn't see it the way you see it. None of the left do. And unless you enlist fighters like me, you're going to keep getting the same thing. And let me tell you, go look at where it's gone over the last few decades and tell me it's working. I so get upset at these organizations that get millions of dollars and they haven't moved the needle one single millimeter. Forget an inch, nowhere close. Prepare yourself for a racist SCOTUS.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.